Bitachon for Life, Shir 502, Wednesday, Parshas Vayetze. We are explaining the importance of Tzipisa LeYeshua and how it defines our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But the truth is, there is a much more important concept that is going on over here, which really explains why in today's generation we struggle more with Bitachon than the earlier generations did. And that's because there is a foundation that Bitachon is built on. Bitachon is built on a very strong foundation to build a huge palace, a huge home like Bitachon. Bitachon is not just something that you can get by internalizing a few concepts. There's a lot of background that we have to build on. And if you look at the Sefer Chavis HaVavis, which describes Bitachon in great detail, and he says that Bitachon is the most important part of Avodas Hashem, to feel Menuchas HaNefesh. But even though it is so important, he did not begin his Sefer with Shar HaBitachon. If Bitachon is so important, and most people mainly learn the Shar HaBitachon in the Chavis HaVavis, but why didn't the Chavis HaVavis begin with Shar HaBitachon? He began with Shar HaYichud, which most people do not learn. And the essence of Shar HaYichud is the Emunah, is the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness. So that maybe we could understand why he began with that Shar, because Bitachon is based on Emunah, like we explained. A person can only rely on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam if he understands that every single thing that goes on in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we elaborated on in previous Shirim. There's no Baal Bechira, there's no human beings, there's no power, there's no money. It's all a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. But then the Chavis HaVavis has a different Shar, which is called Shar HaBechina, which discusses the beauty and the Chachma that exists in this world. We would have put that Shar in the later Shar. Most people never think about this at all in their life. Most people don't even think that there is a benefit to appreciate and to understand the Chachma of this world. But the Chavis HaVavis put that Shar second. And there's a very important reason why he did it. And the reason why people don't learn that Shar, generally speaking, is because it can seem boring and primitive if you don't really understand how to learn it. Because he gets into intricate details about how the body works and other things, which doesn't generally interest people in today's generation. But that's the mistake that we are making. If we internalize the concepts of what the Chavis HaVavis writes in Shar HaBechina, we will be able to naturally develop Bitachon. Of course, the concepts of Shar HaYichud we have to internalize, like we explained before. But what is Shar HaBechina? What is the Chavis HaVavis teaching us, and how does that help us feel Kivoy? How does that help us feel Tzipisa LeYeshua? We will, Amir Tzah Hashem, continue this discussion.